Governor Mike Dunleavy made a formal disaster declaration following the landslides that destroyed houses in Haines. He made the announcement via Twitter. Meanwhile, the search continued Thursday for David Simmons and Janae Larson, who have been unaccounted for since a massive slide devastated as many as 4 houses the day before. They lived at the same Beach Road property, now buried in rock, mud, and debris. Janae Larson graduated Haines High School in 2016 and was hired this year to teach at the elementary school. Roy Getchell, superintendent of schools, calls her a beloved kindergarten teacher.
She's somebody that kids look up to and somebody that colleagues, you know, especially even though she's young, somebody that her colleagues look up to as well for her just positive nature and her wisdom and truthfully our just amazement and how well she's done as a brand new teacher this year.
The other missing person is David Simmons, who was hired earlier this year to head the Haines Economic Development Corporation.
I spoke to David about 2 hours before the landslide.
Randall Simmons is David's father.
He called me and just was letting me know that there's a lot of rain going on. And I said, thank God you're up in the hills. You're not down where the flooding's going to be. And I figured he was safe as could be, you know, up the road there.
He got the call from David's girlfriend, Libby Jacobson, just hours later to say the structures had been swept away and his son was missing. He says his son, David Simmons, was well-traveled and spoke several languages. He'd lived abroad but settled in southeast Alaska after visiting his cousin here in Haines.
Of all the places and around the entire world, Haines was his home forever. And then he met Libby and his life is on such a wonderful path. He was so happy.
Now, Randall Simmons is waiting for updates at his home in Chico, California. David Simmons recently spearheaded a drive for residents to shop locally during the pandemic. Those that worked with him say he's already made his mark on the wider region.
David is a pleasure to work with, really smart, energetic, also doing some good work in Haines in addition to the working with us and delivering assistance to businesses across the state.
Brian Holst runs the Juneau Economic Development Council.
I know he's a strong, capable person, so I'm holding out hope that all is well for him.
As darkness fell around 3 p.m. Thursday, Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude announced the search would be suspended until morning light.
Coastline search and helicopter surveys were conducted today. They will resume tomorrow. Ground is currently unstable for a ground search.
As darkness fell around 3 p.m. Thursday, Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude announced the search would be suspended until morning light. The ongoing recovery is supplemented by firefighters from across southeast Alaska, U.S. Coast Guard personnel, and first responders from state agencies. The Haines Borough has declared a local disaster, with dozens displaced and roads blocked by flooding and debris. With saturated ground from record rainfall, a flash flood watch remains in effect across all of Haines and Skagway until at least Friday afternoon. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.